Well, we've got people from North Platte Public Schools in this morning. We have a school board member, Joanne Lundgren. Joanne, welcome in.
Good morning.
I think you've been here once before since I started.
I have,
last March, I believe. This is your second time I've seen you. We've got Superintendent Todd Rhodes. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Corey.
Okay. Get your mic up there. And we've got the Communications Director, Brandon Peterson.
Morning.
Mr. Steady Eddie Brandon over there, you know, he's going to be there. He, you know, he sends out all the releases. And how many you average a week on that?
I'm not even sure, you know? To be honest. Yeah. I'll have to count them up sometime.
I'm sure I only get a sliver of what you send out. I guess there's a lot of communication that needs to be done, too. For sure. So you had your first meeting of 2026, and that means time to reorganize a little bit, Superintendent. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so a lot of routine matters on the January Board of Education agenda, the election of officers. There's some other appointments that are in there as well. And then there's some different actions that are taken based on both federal and state requirements and in terms of Title IX compliance and and some of those different types of things. So it's pretty routine overall. The agenda doesn't change much from January to January.
I wanted to ask you, too, about last week an article in Telegraph pointed out you met to replace Justin Thompson. He resigned because his family moved out of Ward 3. So there's a process that you go through to replace him, and you chose Mitch Wagner to represent Ward 3 and finish out Justin's term there. I'm guessing you're just following protocol and steps that are just clear. You know, if this happens, this is the way we approach it, right?
Yeah, all that is really outlined in state statute on how you follow through. So you have to make a public notice that you have that vacancy, and then within that notice you have to put kind of the process that people go through to apply. It is through application, and then our Board of Education worked together to create kind of a questionnaire that went along with that application, and then there are due dates along with that. And then we had a special meeting in which the board interviewed. We had two candidates, and they interviewed those two candidates, and Mitch Wagner was who was appointed to that Ward 3 vacancy then.
It was a kind of a split vote last week, too. It ended up 3-2, but that's always good to have, you know, discussions and differences of opinion that you have to work through, too, but that's kind of the way the board's designed, too, isn't it? You can probably speak to that a little bit.
Oh, yeah, Joanne. Absolutely. And it's good that we all have different perspectives and different backgrounds and just different experiences even with the school, and it helps us to be able to highlight or bring to light different concerns from different people in our community. So.
Well, that's the way it works. So Mitch is in there, and does he have any previous board experience then, or?
I don't believe so.
Not as far as an elected board, for
correct.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
sometimes it's good to have maybe a person that maybe hasn't been on a board or something, but maybe has a little different perspective. And I'm guessing he's probably had kids or has kids now in the school system and things of that. You get a little different perspective sometimes, right?
Yeah. Well, I think he comes from the business side of things. And so I think when you're looking at
that's good too,
workforce right? development, you know, some of the things we're doing at the high school with career and tech ed, to kind of have that perspective on the board, I think is going to be a really good addition.
You like to have a good blend of people for sure. And I'm sure he'll bring that into the board as well. So tell us who got elected then.
So president is Emily Garrick, and Emily had been the president. Our vice president is Angela Blasey, and then secretary is Cindy O'Connor, and Cindy also served as secretary this past year as well.
So there wasn't a lot of changes then? It was pretty, Angela VP before?
Actually, Joanne was the vice president this past year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But Emily remains the president, I guess. That's always good to get a vote of confidence, you know, that, hey, you're doing a good job. No reason to try to, you know, shift you away from that. Obviously, that's a vote of confidence for her. And then these other things, the clerk, is that the same as secretary? Or
The clerk is actually Dr. Rhodes' secretary. And she is the one who types up our minutes.
You got to have those people, right?
Works with Absolutely. Us to help
Good.
Get the agenda typed up and sent out and does a lot of other clerical duties for the board as well. Okay. So.
And the ex officio treasurer, who is that?
And that's Dr. McDonald, our associate superintendent, finance director.
Okay. And the fiscal agent, who's the fiscal agent?
And that also is Dr. McDonald. The appointment of a fiscal agent is a designation that is required for state and federal grants. And so that is statutorily required that every year you have to appoint that fiscal agent.
Okay. And what about the liaison to the North Platte Public Schools Foundation?
Skip Altig, and he has been serving in that position for us. So we're glad that he was willing to continue to do that.
Okay. And the Committee on American Civics.
So this, again, is required by state statute, and so every year you appoint three members of your Board of Education to serve as that committee, and for this year it's Joanne, Cindy, and Angela.
Okay. All right. There you go. Took care of business there. Looking down here, you had some teachers submit resignations, some effective the end of last year and some coming up in May or June. But that's kind of becoming the norm now, isn't it, pretty much? I mean, usually you think of not happening until you not start to get that until March, right? But now it's kind of happening earlier.
Yeah, I think, you know, generally it's kind of a December, January, February type thing. Currently, jobs come open much earlier than they ever have before, and so opportunities are there for folks. And so
it's very competitive,
isn't it? Extremely competitive.
And these schools, if they have a need, they'll start reaching out. Yeah. They're not waiting, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's
so
kind of like athletes in this day and age. It's kind of like, you know, not that they're putting themselves in a portal necessarily. But
sure,
this is kind of they're letting it be known when the portal opens. I'm available and. The schools are letting it be known, we want you, or we want the best. We want to know what the candidates are.
Yeah.
So that's but that's good overall, right? I mean, you don't like to lose good people, obviously, but you realize that you want to be competitive. It makes you be competitive, or be as competitive as you can be, salary wise, and just with the general way you conduct yourself.
Sometimes
right?
too, people just have life circumstances
that
you know they need to be closer to family or some of those types of things too.
That's probably most of it, right?
Yeah, and so I mean, there's a lot of things. We do always feel bad when we lose people, and especially when we lose some of our really good people, but. At the end of the day, you have to just kind of say, okay, well, I understand your situation, and, you know, we appreciate the work that you've done for us. And
good luck on your
good
new
luck in
endeavors.
The future. Yeah.
You have to do that. The financial report, give us the health financially of
MPPS. Dr. McDonald always gives a monthly financial update, and so he goes over the various funds that we have across the district. And then we do, the other thing we talk about is enrollment as a piece of that as well. And, you know, typically we've seen a little bit of decrease from year to year in enrollment. And that's not unusual for any rural Nebraska area.
Not at all.
But what we've seen this year is we've really kind of held our own as it relates to enrollment. compared to last year and the previous year. Kind of the biggest difference between the month of December and the month of January has been our midterm graduates that we have at the high school. We have a significant number of seniors that graduate at midterm every year,
and that's becoming more common.
It really is, and they you know, they go in the workforce, they go out to the community college. Some start working on a degree with a four-year institution. Some are going into the military. So you know, kudos to them and the system we have at the high school that allows them to be able to be awarded the credits they need to graduate a semester before. The end of their senior year.
Yeah.
Well, and now that the legislature has started their session, we're really keeping an eye on what they're looking to do potentially with school budgets this year. That was something that the governor put together last year, was a commission to look into the TEOSA formula, which is the formula that they use to determine state aid to schools. And so it'll be really interesting to see the direction, if any, that goes this year.
Okay. Good deal. Did you finally set your calendar for the upcoming school year?
Yeah, we actually approved
That was a meeting calendar.
The other dates. Routine action items are we designate day, time, and place for the regular Board of Education. And here in North Platte, those are always the second Monday of every month, and they're at 5:30 at the McKinley Education Center.
Okay.
And then we also provide the board a calendar as it relates to our monthly Committee of the Whole meetings. And those meetings are rotated throughout the district. We like to get into the buildings, our school buildings.
Right.
It gives our board a little bit of an opportunity to see what our buildings look like in the classrooms. Typically, the principals will take the board on a tour after those meetings. And those fall on the last Thursday of each month, with the exception of November and December because of holidays.
Sure. The Committee of the Whole, there's probably not a lot of people that understand what the purpose of that is. But as I've asked about it, it's basically an opportunity for you to discuss things in detail such that you don't have to do it once you meet officially as a Board of Education. Am I right on that?
I think you're absolutely right. You know, a lot of school districts will have several different board committees. They might have a finance committee, a facility committee, a curriculum committee. And so what we do is we provide all that information in one meeting at the Committee of the Whole. A lot of our presentations happen during the Committee of the Whole. So I think there is that prepping and giving of information prior to a regular board meeting where you might be asking your board to take action on a certain
item. Can the public come to those Committee of the Whole meetings,
you know,
too?
Absolutely, they can. It's an open meeting.
But you don't allow them to speak, or do you? Can they ask to speak?
Yep, the public comment is on our agenda at all those Committee of the Wholes as well.
Okay, so it's just an option if maybe that works out better maybe in a
you
month
be, You
or
bet,
something.
Absolutely.
To get your input in.
And those dates, just in case people are wondering, you know, a month or two down the road they want to come to a meeting, they can find those dates on our website. There's a drop-down, and you can find the board, the agendas, and even we live stream and record our meetings, and so people can even find those types of things on the website.
And I'm sure you welcome public comment, even if it can be taken as criticism. People got to do that respectfully, of course, and not attack individuals. But maybe they just don't like something in general, the way you're handling something. You're not like, please, bring all your complaints, but you need to hear that too, right? Because you need to hear if there's a groundswell against something or...
Right. And the other piece of that, though, is that people need to be aware that it's not an opportunity to engage with the board. It's just we will hear, and then someone can respond to them later, either in a phone call or an email or a personal conversation. Quite often that would be our superintendent who would do that
It's not meant for debate or something, a back-and-forth exchange.
Right.
It's mainly an expression of, here's how I feel about something.
And also, if there's complaints about specific student situations or teachers, those are things that we don't hear during that public comment period either. Yeah. So those are types of things that... If someone has a complaint, that it needs to go through our chain of command, which is the teacher, the principal, and then district administration.
Right.
So,
right. You're always reviewing and readopting code of conduct. Did you make any significant changes that people need to be aware of in regards to that?
No changes at all. That is Board Policy 2012. And the reason that we have that on our January board meeting is sometimes, you know, if it's a new board, you have new board members come on, you review that Board of Conduct. It's really a method for the board to review what is in that conduct for them.
Kind of and a refresher.
So, yep, exactly. And mm-hmm. and then we just do a readoption of that policy, and we do that every January.
Contractual interest statement, immediate family disclosure, potential conflict of interest, those are things that come up at this time every year.
Yep, we always include, there are three different forms that come from the state. In terms of conflict of interest, and as you said, one is financially related, one is contractually related, and the other is family members being employed by the district.
And then you also designated the Telegraph and the Bulletin as official district newspapers of record. Can we get a radio? Can we be the radio station? we're gonna get in a war here. We do that, but that's always good to know that too. You appointed a non-discrimination compliance coordinator.
Yep. Again, that's required by federal law as well, and that typically is always human resources, and so that is Mr. Kevin Mills, who's our human resource director.
Had a chance to meet him a few months ago.
Yeah.
And then a Title IX compliance coordinator?
Yep. Again, this is part of law as well, and we actually designate two people from that. One deals with adults, and the other one deals with the students. So Mr. Mills deals with the employee affairs and the adults, and then Mrs. Brandy Busher, our director of student services, works with student affairs.
Okay. Good deal. We're just about out of time, but Todd, I'll give you a chance to mention this mission, vision, and strategic plan implementation and kind of just hit the highlights of that, of your goals.
So boards of education in the state of Nebraska are required to annually evaluate their superintendent, and our board did that in November. Mm-hmm. And then we worked together over the course of about a month and a half, 2 months, to set goals. And so last night, the Board of Education did adopt the goals for 2026. And as you said, one of those is implementation of mission, vision, and working with the board on a clear vision of what that's going to look like. The other goal deals with our organizational structure and kind of the layers that we go through as a school district, and then obviously communication with the board as well. And then lastly is the implementation of the strategic plan, which we're in our first year of a new strategic plan. I think everybody's really excited about it. So I think the goals, and Joanne can probably speak to this as well, it's really kind of creating a shared focus and vision with the superintendent and the Board of Education as we move forward through the year.
In other words, to say it in another way, get everybody on the same page.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
For sure. Brandon, you get the last word here this morning. What do you want to say?
It's always awesome when we get to recognize our amazing students and staff at our board meetings. So Bulldogs of the Month, Keala Williams and Will Ratchin, congratulations to those great students. And we appreciate them taking time out of their busy schedules to visit the board meetings and be recognized.
Yes.
And also Staff of the Month, Zach Larson and Jenna Schlunz from Lincoln Elementary, and Donna Henney and Wendy Gilbert from Madison Middle School. Congratulations to them, and thank you all for all that you do for our students. And we're in winter sports season, so come and visit us. We have our new projector system in the gym, which is really cool to see if you haven't been there.
And it flashes on the floor as they're being introduced, their names, basically?
Yep. Animations, graphics, I could... Cool. Try to explain it as best I can, but it's way
cooler
to see it.
Send me a video.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we actually have games this Friday, so girls and boys basketball. So come yep. check it out.
Cool. Very, very cool. Appreciate y'all. Anything else you wanted to add before you leave?
Well, thank you for having us.
We are always glad to catch up with you, and we'll look forward to doing it next month in February. You meet on the, is it the second Monday of each month?
Yes.
And that's consistent throughout the year. There's nothing knocks you off. Even holidays don't knock you off of that, right? Cool.
Occasionally.
Once in a while, maybe a spring okay. meeting based on okay. the where Easter falls.
This year I noticed looking
yeah.
at
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And we do have some committee of the holes that we cancel November, December, just because okay. of the Thanksgiving, Christmas holiday. So.
Okay. Our guests have been board member of North Platte Public Schools, Joanne Lundgren, superintendent, Dr. Todd Rhodes, and communications director, Brandon Peterson. Thank you all for stopping by this morning, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.